just say this, that when you do that, well, before I ask that question, how much is it, is that your help?
Let me go back. You know, in last budget, we said you said precinct 6 and precinct 1 at 40,000 for extra help. We're not looking at how many bodies are in there. We're putting money in there to manage. Okay, the other cost was brought in 20. So that was the cap that was kind of put on. And what I guess caused us a little bit of heartburn on this was kind of what Judge alluded to. You're able to take from 9 line items and, you know, project to push you up back up to about $57,000 projected through the end of the year, which is kind of where they were actually on last year. So it made us, you know, we're going to need to look at these line items in the upcoming year to see, you know, are we leaving some extra money in there? So that's kind of where we are. We get
two of those line items.
We're just nullifying everything we did.
Look here, two line items here, and one of them is overtime, is right, 7,800, and you have clothing at 4,200. So two of those line items make up the bulk of everything that's there to break. But I would say this, something like Commissioner Williams alluded to. If you make that decision as a manager, as the elected official, I can live with it. But don't come back to us because there's nothing else to get there. Now, to go with you, Patrick, what you said, I've been saying, and we need to sit everybody down before us. We sit our bodies, ourselves down before us at budget. We need to sit everybody down at budget and go through theirs just like this. But yes, like he said, I can go with it on that basis.
Yes, isn't that the thing is the manpower? We're really like the dip that we have is part time that we're doing this vital work, as far as we have two deputies there, and the part time is really an integral part of the office because we need them as far as serving the prisons
disagree with you, Judge, is that during budget hearings, where we should take this matter up. If he has $7,000 in his overtime allowance, what does he make? What did he use last year, Patrick?
He got 40, and he knew that he
got overtime.
That's where we fail, because we should scrutinize the overtime. And to say we are failing the voters or the taxpayers today, we should have did it as the commissioner say, we need to look at every department if we want it to be like that. But once we approve his budget, which he's not adding to his budget today, he's moving money around. Several people said that podium and put it on the agenda to move money around. I have no problem. I've had to do it. Now, if we're going to scrutinize his budget, like Commissioner Apple said, overtime is $7,000, almost $8,000, and clothing. The question is, as Commissioner Weaver said, when you come back, if you run out of clothing money this year, that's when I'm going to hold you accountable. But to say we failed you today, we failed the taxpayers at the budget hearing when we didn't sit you down and say, hey, man, you got a lot of overtime money. And once you get approved, it's approved. So I'm not going to pick your budget today, but I am going to make note of this in the upcoming budget discussion. That's when